Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. The Tigers have opened the outdoor season last week at Georgia Tech. Auburn will head to another ACC venue this week for the FSU Relays down in Tallahassee. Joined up by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. First time in the outdoor season. Coach, give us an evaluation of the Tigers as you competed last weekend in Atlanta.
Well, I mean, we had an outstanding meet. Our sprint group, as I mentioned earlier, I think we have one of the best men's sprint groups in the country, and they showed that in sweeping the 100 and running the fastest time in the country in the 4x1 relay. Women's hurdles was outstanding for us as well. Danae Neumhard, one of our top 10 performances. Great performance by the women's sprint group. Throws, I mean, it was all around a really, really good meet for us. One of our better competitions since I've been here. And I think we're starting to show what we're capable of doing. And I was really excited about that. And I think the team was as well.
All right. Back on the road this week at Florida State, as I recall, Coach, and I know that this is a bit of a homecoming for your wife. She was an All-American there at FSU. How big is this meet as it goes through the outdoor season for you?
Well, it's good. It's a big one. Each one for us is important because we're trying to build that culture and try to build some momentum as we progress through the season. Last week, I stood in front of the team and I told them that we got 6 weeks and six opportunities before we get to the championship portion of the season. So every opportunity is big. When you are when a team's like ours, where we have a lot of new kids, what we want is we go from having three or four athletes on each team, men's or women's team, with some success, to building to a point where every event that we're in, we're enjoying a top three or four finish, and maybe even a win or two. And that's how you build momentum, and people really feel that they can win, with wherever the venue or whomever the competition. And so we're starting to see that. Of course, this is a bigger challenge. There are some better and more competitive teams at Florida State, at the Florida State meet this weekend. But ultimately, we're gonna run into some meets later on down the line, Florida Relays, Tom Jones, where the best teams in the country are gonna be there, and we will have to be at our absolute best to compete against those folks.
Will you add any more to the roster as you head down to Florida State this weekend?
Absolutely. I don't know if you noticed, we were really, really lean on the distance events this weekend. We had a couple outstanding performances, personal best in the 800, which is really more of a long sprint. We're bringing a few more distance runners into this meet this weekend. And then we will take them out to a specialty distance meet out in Azusa in 3 weeks. So this is really a tune-up for them. But we expect that by the time we come back to the Tom Jones meet in April, that we'll be at full complement. One big person we're bringing in this weekend, he won't come in until the Florida Relays, will be Keyshawn Strong. Keyshawn's a prohibitive favorite to win the end season of javelin. So bringing him to the team along with the number one 4x1, along with the men's sprint group that we have on the men's side, and the distance group that we have that did so well during the indoor season, really shows that we built a really well-rounded program here in the short time that I've been here.
Talk about your throws as you get ready to head down to Florida State, Coach.
Well, that's gonna be a little bit lean on the men's side, both sides. We decided that we're gonna redshirt many of our women's group just because we feel like we're gonna have a better team next year. So you won't see the likes of more Hugh Walt, but you will see some new kids like Marley Rasquara, who really performed well in the discus this weekend, and then Megan Haig, who performed really well. You haven't seen anything in a jab from us yet. That'll happen this weekend as well. So we haven't hit the throws yet, but that'll be coming in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Coach, wish you all the best. Safe travels down to Tallahassee. War Eagle.
Great. War Eagle. Oh, and one more thing before we go. Good luck to Auburn men's and women's basketball. Coach Pearl and Coach Harris and those kids, student athletes. I'm looking forward to seeing them dance in March Madness.
We all are, indeed. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. All right, War Eagle, Andy. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Great. Thank you.